welcome to Radio Oldie, sponsored by Baillie Gifford Actual Investors. Looking beyond today's headlines, Baillie Gifford backs exceptional companies driving progress and helping investors benefit from long-term growth.
Elsa's Dad. This is a fictionalized account of a true life story told to me by an actress friend. I don't know if you can hear me. Dad, they said you're technically in a coma, vegetative. So, well, I'll just talk to you in case you can. I came as soon as they rang me, Dad, as soon as I could get the children looked after. Susan, she couldn't come till she'd finished her usheretting. You know, that's Jock's daughter from his first marriage. But she can't stay up after 11. She's swatting for a GCSE, so there was half an hour to fill. And then the train was delayed and we never found out why. Moth on the track, probably. I mean, at every stop, the driver said something, but his accent was impenetrable. No voice training, they'll have just flung him on board 2 weeks after he arrived in England, but anyway, I got here, and I'm glad I did, because your son looked out of it, exhausted. He can't make the decision about life support without me, but no one's had the decency to tell me anything, and if it wasn't for the tabloids, I wouldn't have known you were even ill. I mean, he should have got in touch earlier. I mean, I would have come if he'd... He said he found my address in an old diary of yours. I'm astonished you still had it. I can't believe I'm seeing you. I don't know that I would have known you if I'd seen you in the street. I mean, I know it's you, but your face, your bones are more prominent, and without seeing your eyes, it's a look. I mean, I've seen it before when I was going around hospitals doing research for Matron Sue. You know, there's a look that people get when they're... God knows I've played this scene already more than once over my mother and my son. Episode 94 was it? Kidney failure and motorbike accident. I should be good at it by now. Better than this. I'm not doing well. Christ, retake. I'd like to fill you in, Dad, over the years, but doesn't seem time somehow. I'd like to take your hand, stroke your forehead, and I can't, because I don't know you. I'd like to make my peace with you. I mean, I've thought about you. I've thought about you before every recording. I've thought, does he watch me in this? Does he know that it's his kid getting great notices and fan letters and TV Times Award? Does he mention me down the pub? That's our Elsa, you know? My kid from the first Mrs. T. Lost touch with her after her mum passed, but always knew she'd got what it takes. You liar. You rotten liar. After her mum passed my foot... Do you mention me finding you with peroxide Jean with the orange panstick and the fat pencil slim skirt? Did you forget that bit, oh father mine? Well, serves you bloody right lying there with no speech and no sight, you bastard, because that's what you've been my whole life to me. No sight, no bloody sound. You've missed it all, Dad. You've missed me and Jock falling in love in Rochdale Rep in the middle of Act One of French Without Tears. And you've missed me being given away in Oyster Satin by one of the finest comic actors of his generation. And you've missed your first grandchild taking his bow in Joseph and his Technicolor Anorak. And his wee sister going to kindergarten in a roller skates. And Archie, the baby who looked so much like you and the midwife handed to me, I nearly handed him back. Missed it all, Dad. And for what? Bottle blonde with a bottle problem who made you think you were a pearly king for as long as it took to drain your Halifax account. Have you met my kid, Jeannie? you said, standing there in your string vest when I caught you out. This is our Elsa. Fancies herself an actress. But she's got a bit of a stutter. Might stand in her way in the West End, don't you reckon? Yeah, well, wrong again, Dad. Because you know the funny thing is, I never stuttered again after you left. Till tonight. I never needed your attention once I gave up expecting it. But how could you take it seriously, what I said, Dad? That's what I never understood. How could you think I meant it? I was 16, for God's sake. And when I said, if you don't give her up, I'll never speak to you again for the rest of my life. And you said, do you really mean that, Elsie? And you put your braces on your shoulders and you looked at me with those slate-coloured eyes that used to freeze me to the marrow when I was going to stutter. And you were going to say something sarcastic about me in front of everyone. And of course I said it. I was 16, Dad. How the hell did I know how long the rest of my life was going to be? Answer me that, Daddy. Daddy, darling. Dad. Was that your hand? Did you just move your hand then? Have you heard what I've been saying, Dad? You have. You have, haven't you? Nurse! Nurse, quick, you get the doctor, quick, he moved. He moved his hand. I didn't imagine it. Don't be ridiculous, he tried to take my hand. I insist, I'm telling you, my father just moved his hand. Okay, forget it. Just tell Barry, just tell his son, there's no way I'm agreeing to turn off his life support. Okay, no way. And don't mention him moving his hand. Never mind, I'll be back tomorrow, nurse, and the next day, and the day after that, and I want his doctor and a physio in here, okay? I heard that. I'm being a bit overdramatic, am I? All my life, all my sodding life. You know, it's just a job I do. I do know. Real life doesn't happen in the ad breaks. I don't actually think I'm matron of some bloody great hospital in some mythical bloody Scottish town that still has bloody matrons. Yes, well, you may well have seen me say something like that on the telly, but unlike you, sister, I know the difference. We don't do real life on soaps because you'd never bloody believe it. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go buy some grapes. But before I do, let me just tell you, that poor old bugger with the wires in his chest and the tubes in his throat and the catheter in his cock is my father. As in, congratulations, Mr. Cregan, it's a baby girl, father. And tomorrow, I'll decide the storyline for the rest of both our lives. You look after him. He never knew how to live, so he sure in hell doesn't know how to die. Dad, I'll see you tomorrow.
The Oldie is a huge fan of Hebridean Island cruises. Their small ships carry between just 38 and 48 guests around the Scottish islands, lochs and coastlines. It's all about comfort, good food, fascinating excursions and a very personal atmosphere. To discover more and get savings of up to 20%, visit hebridean.co.uk or search for Hebridean Island Cruises. This week's podcast was kindly sponsored by Baillie Gifford Actual Investors, who take a long-term approach to investing in exceptional companies.